Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Shri Vardhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Shri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Namuna Tira Vanachari Namuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari 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 Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Bhari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Bhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yashoda Nandan Raja Janarandan Yashoda Nandan Raja Janarandan Yashoda Nandan Raja Janarandan Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead, Text Number 4. Aham Tvamitya Partha Aham Tvam Itya Partha Dhir Agnayat Purushasya Hi Svapni Vabhatyata Dhyanad Yaya Bandha Viparyaya Aham Tvam Itya Partha Dhir Agnayat Purushasya Hi ध्यानाद यया बंध विपर्यया अहम् त्वम् इति अपार्ताधीर अज्ञात पुरुषस् पुर अज्ञायत पुरुषस्य हि स्वप्नि वा भात्य तद् ध्यानात् यया बन्ध विपर्यया. Word for word. Aham, I. Tvam, you. Iti, thus. Aparta, misconceived. Dhi, intelligence. Agnayat, from ignorance. Purushasya, of a person. He, certainly. Svapni, a dream. Iva, like. Abhati, appears. Atat, dhyanat, from the bodily concept of life. Yaya, by which. Bandha, bondage. Viparyaya, and misery. Translation. Misidentification of oneself and others as I and you on the basis of the bodily concept of life is a product of ignorance. This bodily concept is the cause of repeated birth and death, and it makes us go on continuously in material existence. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The conception of I and you, ahang tvam, as separate from each other, is due to our forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Person, Krishna, is the central point, and all of us are His parts and parcels, just as hands and legs are parts and parcels of the whole body. When we actually come to this understanding of being eternally related to the Supreme Lord, this distinction, which is based on the bodily concept of life, cannot exist. The same example can be cited herewith. The hand is the hand, and the leg is the leg, but when both of them engage in the service of the whole body, there is no such distinction as hands and legs. For all of them belong to the whole body, and all the parts working together constitute the whole body. Similarly, when the living entities are in Krishna consciousness, there is no such distinction as I and you, because everything, everyone, rather, is engaged in the service of the Lord. Since the Lord is absolute, the services are also absolute. Even though the hand is working one way, the leg working in another way, since the purpose is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all one. This is not to be confused with the statement of the Mayavadi philosopher that everything is one. Real knowledge is that hand is hand, leg is leg, body is body, and yet all together they are one. As soon as the living entity thinks that he is independent, his conditional material existence begins. This conception of independent existence is therefore like a dream. One has to be in Krishna consciousness, his original position. Then he can be freed from material bondage. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangscha
Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Aham Tvam Iti Apartadhir Agnayat Kurushasya Hi Swapna bhatyathad dhyanad, swapni vapat tyathad dhyanad, yaya bandha viparyayau. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Swayambhu Manu. Has given Dhruva Maharaj good advice, and Dhruva has taken it. After taking this good advice of stopping this killing of the yakshas and surrendering unto the Supreme Lord, the master of the yakshas, Dhanada, the master of the treasury, Kuvera, he is now speaking to Dhruva Maharaj to congratulate him and thank him for his choice of stopping to kill the yakshas, who are actually Kubera's dependents. He's like a father to them, in a sense. So Dhruva Maharaj is now hearing some philosophy from Kubera. This points that Kubera is making in today's verse focus on relationships between each other and cooperatively interacting. Cooperation is essential in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada, when he began this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, it was a long struggle which began back in India before he ever came to America. In the 50s, he had been striving to open a similar international society, which he was calling as the League of Devotees. But because he was not able to find complete cooperation, and at the same time, cooperation among his friends, his godbrothers, and cooperation also from the society at large, he was unable to proceed with his plan for this international society. And going back in time also, his own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, had also had his society for Krishna consciousness, the Gaudiya Math, which was thriving all over India and had brought so much Krishna consciousness due to the cooperation of the godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada himself, of course, was also active in publication of the society's journals, Sajjan Toshini and Harmonist. But after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there was, as the Thakur had predicted, a fire in the mutt. And that fire was the fire of disagreement between the members. This non-cooperation proved to be a difficult problem to overcome. And this is not limited to any one organization. In any situation, when there's no cooperation, progress is limited because one person is not independent. he's not able to fulfill his will independently. We need to take help from so many sources. Srila Prabhupada wanted the cooperation of his godbrothers in India, and even after he came to America, one might have assumed that he was having an independent spirit, and he was going to try to take over the world independently. But no, as early as 1966, we have letters where Srila Prabhupada is writing to his godbrothers and asking for help from his godbrothers back in India to assist him in establishing this International Society for Krishna Consciousness here in America. He wanted mridangas, he wanted men, he wanted help in all fields, in whatever way, but he received so little cooperation that things were very difficult for Srila Prabhupada. But nonetheless, he continued to ask for help. 1966, 1969, he was still asking for help. This is a beautiful demonstration of Srila Prabhupada's determination. We have to be willing. He's showing us, Srila Prabhupada is showing us, that we must be willing to cooperate with, we must be willing to extend our spirit of cooperation in all times, places, and situations, whether the person is favorable to us or not. We have to find some means by which we can serve them. Regardless of the other party, everyone is actually the child of Krishna. So Krishna wants to see that we can cooperate. We may not be able to induce them to do anything, but if we simply have the humble mood that I'm willing to work with anyone, I'm never going to turn anyone away who's sincere about this Krishna consciousness movement. Or even someone who may become sincere. As long as someone is not purposefully antithetical to the Krishna consciousness movement, then it will be very, we must make it our mission in life to be their servant in a very proactive and cooperative spirit. This is the platform of Madhyamadikar. We want to aspire to that exalted platform, where we can be merciful to those who know less than us, instead of being critical to them. Where we can have cooperative friendship among equals, and where we can respectfully inquire from and serve superiors and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and avoid the demons who wish to destroy us and destroy Prabhupada's movement. Wish to destroy Krishna. We avoid them. But 99% of people are very favorable because they have some desire to progress in life. That desire to progress in life is the nature of human life. Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now that you have this intelligence, inquire into the absolute perfection of life. So it is our duty to cooperate in society. Srila Prabhupada not only wanted the cooperation of his godbrothers, but when he had disciples of his own, he was glad to accept their cooperation also, and this happened in different ways, in different times, places, and situations. It is the practice of Krishna consciousness is not a stereotyped affair, which is only available in certain where the activities of Krishna consciousness are limited to a narrow range of behaviors. Like a cult. Of course, Srila Prabhupada sometimes says the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that is culture. we are referring, when we said cult previously, to the kind of brainwash cult which has no basis in Shastra. So, on the contrary to such a narrow position, the Krishna consciousness process, which Srila Prabhupada facilitated the disciples to cooperate with him in, had manifestations that were various. In early 1966, the devotees were coming to 26 Second Avenue right after the establishment of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada would give Bhagavad Gita lectures. He would cook prasadam. And in this way, they cooperated simply by trying to love Srila Prabhupada. Of course, they knew him as Swamiji at the time. They would be there and hear the lectures. And finally, this cooperation became fully manifested when one of the first disciples of Prabhupada said, can I help you? So that spirit of wanting to help Srila Prabhupada after seeing him doing all the cooking, all the cleaning himself, it motivated him to step forward and take an active, responsible role in the society. So this first keystone of cooperation can be seen as taking responsibility. Srila Prabhupada was very pleased with this. And there are so many responsibilities to move in an international society. Cooking, cleaning, book distribution, management, and there are so... As time evolved, there were the publication of Srila Prabhupada's Back to Godhead magazine. So disciples would arrange the articles, layout, artwork. They would make the artwork also. Poetry, submissions of articles, printing, distribution. This takes massive efforts of cooperation among the devotees to conduct such an affair. It's not it's not that these things just magically appeared. No, it's a labor of love, and it's not possible for any one person. Srila Prabhupada could do it, but he is exalted beyond measure. And even Srila Prabhupada wanted our help. In 1975 also, which is a whole other era of ISKCON's history, when it became much bigger, Srila Prabhupada was still grateful for the cooperation of his disciples in his speaking to them. At that time, it was focused on this system of book distribution, and that he wanted them to complete let him complete the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, "Let me first finish Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can take up others. I wish to thank you for your cooperation. Because of your cooperation, therefore, it has been possible. For me to publish alone the first three volumes, I had to take so much trouble. But by the cooperation of you American boys and girls, now this has become possible." At this time, they were, in 1975, they were still printing the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they brought it to Srila Prabhupada on his Vyasa Puja as an offering. Prabhupada also speaks about the art in those, how the artists were asking him so many questions. He says, "The artists tease me with so many questions about this and that, but they have all done nicely, so it's all right. So you all go on with your work, and I will pray to Krishna for your ever advancement in his service." Srila Prabhupada was so pleased with the cooperative spirit of his disciples. And this is completely in accord with Vedic culture, which is centered on cooperation at every level. from the most basic point of sacrifice, yajna, that is cooperation between the men and demigods. For the demigods are providing the facilities of life, like light and water, air and earth. So persons who are advanced, spiritually mature, want to show some gratitude for the gifts they've been given, and therefore they offer yajna to the demigods in a cooperative spirit. By this cooperation, prosperity reigns for all, and persons are elevated to the platform of the mode of goodness, wherein they can proceed smoothly to the transcendental plane of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And within the social structure also of society, Varnashram is full of cooperation between the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. The Brahmanas are the head of the body. Like any body, the head needs to cooperate with the arms to eat. The belly then takes that food and digests it, and the legs move everywhere. So the whole social body is also cooperative like that in the Varnashram system. All this unfortunate situation in modern society is that people want to be independent, and this independent drive leads persons to try to be on top of society and control, exploit, and enjoy others for their own pleasure. Whether they do it overtly or covertly, this attitude is pervasive in modern society. The solution to the problem is cooperation in devotional service to Krishna. However, not everyone has full knowledge of Krishna, and so they do understand that cooperation seems to be helping. So they begin these projects called co-ops, and in that way they're trying to solve the problem of independent-mindedness. And so they, although what they do may be mundane from the perspective of scripture, still they're using their intelligence to try to come to a solution. There are these institutions known as credit unions. It's like a bank, but the bank is owned by the account holders. And they're also meant to be morally of a higher compass than an institution. Their motto is something like people first, profits later. Now they use these principles of co-op principles, cooperative principles, which can be applied in material life and also spiritual life. So some of these principles are very useful for our Krishna consciousness movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted cooperation. That's the Sankirtan movement. There must be cooperation. It is not a one-man show. We want to, we're sometimes conditioned to be the star, but that's not the spirit of Krishna consciousness. We're meant to work together for the pleasure of Krishna. Many hands doing each a little bit. So these principles of cooperation may be very valuable for us to go over here. Freedom from discrimination. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to give Krishna consciousness to every person without discrimination when he spoke to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And we practically have experience also that so many persons of different backgrounds come to the Krishna consciousness movement. And so we have to be flexible to put ourselves in their position and see how we can share Krishna with them according to their interests, according to their fears. Motivation is another principle of importance to note. We have to find some means by which we can encourage them for the service that they're doing. Depending on our situation, our ability to motivate someone will vary. someone has money, so they may motivate them by giving financial contribution. Someone is, someone has intelligence, and they may be able to organize something very nicely to show appreciation for the persons who they are trying to motivate. Make a devotee appreciation party or some kind of celebration to motivate the devotees to continue in their voluntary service. It is voluntary service, so it must be backed up by serious motivation. Not everyone will be ready for Sarva Dharman Parityajya at first, so we have to offer them some kind of expression of our sincere gratitude for the sacrifice they are making. In this way, the little flame gets kindled into a big fire instead of just snuffed out, whether snuffed out by false ego directly or snuffed out by false ego in the garb of Shastra. This can mean that if someone is not working hard enough, you may hear someone say, "Oh, you're a fool, get out of here." Or they may use Shastra to say, "Oh, you're a fool, get out of here." See how Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the path of yoga is not for one who lights no fire and performs no work. So get out. You're not performing work. You're not fired up. You're doused out. So get out. This is not the proper spirit of Shastra, because Shastra is ultimately aiming at Sankirtan, which means cooperation. And another principle, so we need to be able to motivate people. And another principle of cooperation is intercooperation between different cooperative groups. We need to find persons who are on a level where they can appreciate something about Krishna consciousness. We need to find other groups and in some way get them to appreciate the Krishna consciousness movement. So in that way we can integrate our forces, and then people will be able to flow from their organization through ours and back and take our the mercy of Krishna with them in the process. Finally, concern for the community. We actually, as devotees, we have to be concerned that this the welfare of others should come first. We should be able to put ourselves in the perspective of those with whom we're meeting with on an everyday basis, the devotees. We should care for them. And this means that we may have to change something we're doing, because it's not an independent program where my desires come first. I have to be willing to listen to the devotees, show them that I'm hearing what they're going through, and I want to be of service to them. When they see, like in the case of the South Indian Brahmana who was reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but he was unable to read. He was, what is the word, illiterate. Many people came to laugh at this South Indian Brahmana, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and said, "My dear Brahmana, it appears that you're illiterate, but yet you're still reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Why is that?" And what did the Brahmin say is very significant in this point about concern. He said, "Because I can tell that you are not making fun of me, because I can tell that you are sincere, then therefore I'll answer your question. I'm reading this Bhagavad Gita because my spiritual master told me to." And he revealed his heart to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he could tell that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had genuine concern for his welfare, not some ulterior motive. Okay. So So just as Srila Prabhupada was happy with the cooperation of his disciples in those days, he's also happy with us at every moment, because Srila Prabhupada is present right now. He's happy with us at every moment which we cooperate with his movement. Srila Prabhupada is not gone. He's with us at every moment, just as much as Krishna is. And just as he wanted them to cooperate then, he wants us to cooperate now. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants cooperation. He says, I'm the gardener, and I need, how much can I do? I need everyone to help me picking these fruits of this garden and distributing the wealth. It will be a cooperative effort. We can't do it on our own. We're very grateful to have the opportunity to be in the association of the devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.